It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. The work of American artist Kerry James Marshall is the subject of a new exhibit at the Met Broyer. It's the largest retrospective to date for Marshall and includes 72 paintings spanning his 35-year career. Joining us now to discuss the show is WNYC's art critic, Deborah Solomon. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
And Deborah, I take it that you are really impressed with this show?
You
came in here with so much excitement today.
Oh, excellent. I feel the show has already gotten a lot of tremendous publicity, and I'm just going to add to it now. I do love the show. I have no criticisms. I think it's a real triumph for the artist and also for the Metropolitan Museum. This is the first major retrospective of an African-American artist at the Met, and it's a show that represents a crowning achievement for everyone. This is an artist, Kerry James Marshall, who places the issues of identity and racial identity at the front of his work. He says right at the beginning, "I want to see more paintings of blacks in museums." That may sound like, you know, a very formulaic or unaesthetic goal, but the paintings provide so much delight. Everyone is familiar with the political content of his art. Much has been made of that. But I think what's really been overlooked is his talent as a painter.
So one of the first paintings that you encounter is a portrait of the artist as a shadow of his former self. Tell us about that work.
Well, he kind of paints himself as an invisible man. He uses a very black to paint skin. It's a coal black. You can barely see him. And he's sort of taking his cue from Ralph Ellison's Invisible Man when he begins his career. And this is a theme that runs through his career. He will always paint black figures exclusively. He doesn't paint white people. And he does them more as types than as individuals, again, with the same coal dark skin, so that you can barely see them. Art is supposed to make things visible. But so how do you paint a person who has been historically and culturally invisible? In addition to all this racial consciousness raising, he's an extraordinary painter. And I think he really, to me, is a painter of genre scenes. He paints a lot of scenes from everyday life on a monumental scale. So we have couples having a drink at a bar. We see barbershops. We see female hair salons. And we go to a barbecue on July 4th with a couple of black kids who are saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
So it sounds like sort of like Norman Rockwell?
He is very Norman Rockwell-esque. He wants to give us the black faces that were left out of Norman Rockwell's America. But he does so with so much wit. You have to see the paintings in order to really understand what he's doing. Descriptions are not enough. For instance, he's constantly referencing in a very sly way other forms of art history, especially abstract painting. And he is always asking, what is the point of abstract painting? I'm an heir to the great promise of modernist abstraction, but how can it ever convey my struggles as a black man?
What do you mean by the promise of abstract painting?
I think that abstract painting for much of the century was seen as the great liberating style of modernism. It transcended the issues of everyday life, and it had nothing to do with race or class. It was something that spoke to the spiritual, supposedly, in everyone. He doesn't buy that rhetoric at all. He doesn't want his art to be transcendent. He's blissed out by everyday life in the black community. And when he, at one point, portrays this beautiful portrait of a black female painter, he has her wearing a Jackson Pollock vest. On her palette, we see a de Kooning abstraction. And behind her, we see a paint-by-number work. And he seems to say that all styles are sort of equal. They're all formulaic. They're all a pattern. Which one should he, as a black man, choose? And one feels that question asked again and again as you go through the show.
So there's a message in Marshall's work. How does it come across to viewers?
Well, what's interesting about the show is that it does foreground identity issues, yet it's not shrill or didactic. And he gives you a vision rather than an agenda. I really admire the work. I think a generation ago, identity art was a dirty phrase in the art world. It meant a distraction from art, an embrace of politics, and a diminishment of aesthetic content. And now I think we can say that postmodernism represents the crowning moment of identity art. It's a good thing. It is what we represent now as a culture, the willingness to allow ethnic and racially marginalized people who were shut out of 20th century art into the canon.
Kerry James Marshall Mastery runs through January 29th at the Met Breuer. Deborah Solomon is WMYC's art critic and the author of several books on American art. Deborah, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Richard.